The following program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Without freedom of the press, no democratic form of government could exist.
We switch you now to London.
I'm standing on a rooftop, looking out over London.
Good night, and good luck.
Good evening from our CBS newsroom in New York.
NBC presents Chet Huntley and David Brinkley.
From ABC, this is World News Tonight. With Peter Jennings in London, Max Robinson in Chicago, and from our desk in Washington, Frank Reynolds.
Good evening.
This historic legislation, the telecommunications law, will create many, many high-wage jobs. Will create opportunity and better lives for all Americans.
When the press is free, the people of a country are free. When the press is not free, the people of a country are in danger of slavery.
Keeping you informed with information, news, and the views of people making the news. It's the Nicole Sandler Show on NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Tune in Friday night when CNN aired an interview with LeBron about a new public school LeBron opened for at-risk youth. Lemon asked him if he'd ever meet with Trump, and LeBron said this.
What would you say to the president if he's sitting right here?
I would never sit across from him.
You would never? You don't want to talk to him?
No. I'd sit that across from Barack, though.
No. Donald Trump isn't an at-risk youth, but LeBron just took him to school. So Trump decided to soothe his ego the way he always does by surrounding himself with fawning supporters. On Saturday, he flew to Ohio to campaign for a local Republican congressman and concocted a fantasy about winning the women's vote in the 2016 election, which he actually lost by 12 points.
I won the women. I won the women. Oh.
No, you didn't.
You know, when those numbers came, how's it possible?
It's not.
I never heard I was going to win the women. I said, I think the women like me. My wife, the first lady, Melania, said, the women really like you. They do like me.
No,
and
they
I
don't.
Like them. But I said, how did we win the women? We won the women.
Is it me, or is he starting to sound like late stage Jerry Lewis? How do we win the women? We won the women. That's right. Trump says he won the women, and we only had to pay off some of them. I love how obviously fake this story is. But this is the part that really gives it away.
My wife, the first lady, Melania, said, the women really like you.
Can't you just see Melania on election night poring over the exit polls with a green eye shade on? Darling, the women really like you, especially white women, age 80 to 110. Tell Trump's ego was really bruised this weekend because he ripped through some of his greatest hits on Saturday while adding a few new wrinkles, like when he bragged about his plan to create a space force, but also seemed to imply that something was happening on Mars.
I've also directed the Pentagon to begin the process of creating the sixth branch of the United States Armed Forces called the Space Force. Space. Very important.
Space.
That's going to be great. Look, so much is happening now in space. I mean, your great defense. I'm not just talking about Mars and the moon. I'm talking about tremendous defense capability.
What does he think is happening on Mars?
Mars is a great place. I've been there many times. In fact, it's red because they voted for me. We won the Martians.
I see.
They said we'd never win the Martians, but we won the Martians.
Yeah, he won the Martians.
My wife, First Lady Melania, she says, I think these Martians really like
him. Yeah. He won the Martians the same way he won the women. Oh, my God. Welcome to a brand new week. It's Tuesday, but our Tuesday is our Monday here. So welcome to it. I am Nicole Sandler. Thank you for being here. It is hot and muggy and nasty outside, no matter where you are. I mean, this is one time it doesn't matter that I'm in Florida and you could be anywhere and it's hot. Yesterday I took my dog Jackson back in the pool. When we first got Jackson, at first he was afraid to go in the pool, and I got him one of those vests. They have those sort of a life jacket vest for dogs. It's a company called Outward Hound makes them. And the first time to get him in the pool, I put him in the pool and his rear legs would sink. He didn't understand that he had to paddle, you know, with both his front and his rear legs. So I put him in that vest and I put him in the pool. And he was swimming around and loving it. And then while he was swimming, I took the vest off him and he continued swimming. And for the rest of that summer and the next summer, he was just, you know, like a puppy, just jumping in the pool and swimming. And he plays shark with me. He'll swim around me in a circle. It's the cutest thing. And I say, shark, shark. And he swims around me in circles. But then, you know, the last couple of years, he really hasn't. Last year, he'd come in once and then get out. And this summer, he hasn't gone in at all. And so yesterday, I thought, I wonder if I put the vest back on him, if he'll do it. And sure enough, he wasn't very appreciative of me trying to put the vest on him. It's a little snug on him now, but we got it on him. And I sort of guided him into the pool. And once I plopped him in and he realized he wasn't sinking, he was like the little puppy again and swimming around in circles, and he'd get out and he'd jump in. And if I'm in the pool, he'll look at me. And I'll count one, two, and on three, he jumps in right at me so as to give me the biggest splash possible. Little things like that. That's what we need to do these days to enjoy life, to get pleasure where we can, because the world has gone fucking mad. California is burning. Something like 17 fires going on, and the one in Mendocino is the biggest fire in California history. They're saying it's the size of Los Angeles. You know, welcome to climate change. Yes, global warming. Parts of the Arctic Circle are in a heat wave. There are fires raging. It's insane. It was just thundering here, so I gave Jackson his rescue remedy, so hopefully he's sleeping. By the way, if you want to see some of the video of Jackson swimming like that, it's on my Facebook page. My Facebook is NSandler. I also tweeted it out, but it's probably down there on my Twitter feed. Anyway, the videos are out there, and I promise you, if you need a smile on your face, that video will give you a smile. We started with a little bit of Seth Meyers today for some comic relief, because we got to get it where we can get it. Yes, the smoke has been bad in California. I know at least that's one thing we don't have here, but the heat is unbearable. So let's see. Trump is on vacation. Oh, it's a working vacation with no public events scheduled, except he's having dinner with supporters at his golf course in Bedminster, New Jersey. He's there for 11 days at a cost of I don't even want to imagine. The House is on recess because everybody had to go home and campaign. And the Senate, I guess, because Jeff Flake took off to go to he went somewhere in Africa. So Mitch McConnell couldn't shove through any more judicial nominees because Jeff Flake is on the judiciary committee. So the Senate is even on a brief recess. So the whole, you know, the big news that's coming out is about the Manafort trial. And there's no cameras allowed in federal court. So all we're getting are the courtroom sketches and some first person accounts from reporters who are in the room. So we've got some of that for you in today's What's News, which we'll get to right now. And then it's Tuesday, so Gotta Laugh is here. So stick around, listen to What's News, and we'll be back with Gotta Laugh next.
I read the news today.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Special counsel Robert Mueller's star witness took the stand on Monday in the trial of former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort, who faces 18 charges of tax and bank fraud predating his time with the campaign. Manafort's former associate, Richard Gates, who is cooperating with the special counsel in exchange for a potentially reduced sentence, offered dramatic testimony against his former boss.
I just stepped out of the courtroom where the testimony was absolutely riveting. All along during this trial, the defense has been saying that Rick Gates embezzled money from Paul Manafort. And there was no allegation that the government has ever made that that took place. Well, it turns out that Rick Gates did do that. He admitted it on the stand, and he said that the only reason the government knew about it is because he volunteered the information. He was essentially faking expense accounts, causing money to be wired from these overseas accounts that both men use that were outside the reach of U.S. taxes. And he said it was around a couple of $100,000 that he admits now stealing from Mr. Manafort. And he said this as part of this kind of ritualistic process that you see with cooperating witnesses, where they get up on the stand and the prosecution starts grilling them about all the crimes they've been charged with, all the crimes they're admitting to. And Gates is admitting to everything. He said that he was indicted with Paul Manafort on bank and tax fraud charges, and he is guilty of all those charges. And then he said he's guilty of other conduct, including this embezzlement that the government didn't know about. He talked about writing a false letter in an investment scheme and some other lies that he told in unrelated situations. He even talked about violating the terms of his bail when he was 15 minutes late for a curfew. Why is he doing that? Because prosecution does not want one thing that the defense can raise that the jury doesn't already know about from direct. They don't want any surprises when Gates gets up there on cross. They're trying to build his credibility. They introduced him and pointed out that he worked for Paul Manafort as a protege for 10 years. He actually started as an intern right out of college with the former firm of Black, Davis, and Manafort. And he took on increasing responsibility until he was essentially doing Mr. Manafort's bidding, including wiring money from overseas accounts. And in the process of that, he is saying we committed tax fraud, we committed bank fraud together, and Mr. Manafort was directing that.
The defense is expected to argue that Gates embezzled millions of dollars from Manafort and masterminded the firm's financial fraud schemes. Manafort maintains he is not guilty. His trial could be sent to the jury by the end of the week. As expected, the United States reimposed sanctions on Iran on Monday in the wake of Trump's decision to withdraw from the nuclear deal signed in 2015.
Iran's president is warning America will regret reimposing sanctions on his country. U.S. President Donald Trump withdrew from the 2015 Iran nuclear deal in May. The first round of renewed punitive measures are now in effect, and they cover the purchase of U.S. dollars and trade in gold, metals, and automobiles. In November, more damaging sanctions against oil exports go into effect. And the move puts Washington at odds with the UK, France, Germany, Russia, and China. Hassan Rouhani says China and Russia have indicated they won't abide by the measures.
If someone is willing to use a knife against an opponent, stabs that opponent while simultaneously saying that we wish to establish a dialogue and converse with one another, the first requirement is for them to extract the knife from the body of that opponent before establishing dialogue. So I think the aim here is to sow doubt within the mind of the Iranian nation, as well as use that to their advantage somehow in the upcoming midterm congressional elections.
Rouhani described the sanctions as psychological warfare designed to sow division among Iranians. Trump claimed in a tweet that biting sanctions on Iran are for world peace and warned, quote, anyone doing business with Iran will not be doing business with the United States. Apple, Facebook, YouTube, and other online platforms took aim Monday at conspiracy theorist Alex Jones and his internet content, arguing they were forced to remove his material because of policy violations and hate speech. After YouTube deleted Jones' content, it said, this account has been terminated for violating YouTube's community guidelines. Blaming, quote, globalists and the Chinese, and skipping over his violation of policies on graphic violence and hate speech, Jones urged Trump to make his content ban a campaign issue ahead of the 2018 midterms because it's, quote, the right thing to do. Tuesday is Election Day. It's primary day in Kansas, Missouri, Washington State, and Michigan. And in Ohio, there's a special election to replace former Representative Pat Tibbery. Republicans have held that seat for the past 35 years. Trump has gone all in for State Senator Troy Balderson. In the latest polls, Democrat Danny O'Connor is running in a dead heat. The winner of that race will serve out the term of retired Republican Patrick Tibbery, and both O'Connor and Balderson will face off again in November. Both parties agree that Democrats won the early vote, returning more absentee ballots than Republicans in a district where the president's party has usually begun with a lead. The Mendocino Complex fire is now the largest wildfire in modern California history, as the two fires that began burning through Northern California late last month grew into a massive inferno that has more than doubled in size in the past 4 days and burned through an area almost the size of Los Angeles. I got the And that's a bit of What's News for Now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a donation. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.
The Nicole Sandler Show is 100% listener supported. Have you given yet? Nicole decided not to put her show behind a paywall, knowing that many can't afford the luxury of paying for a podcast. But if you're able to, she needs your financial support to continue doing this. Consider a monthly subscription. Give when you can. Just visit NicoleSandler.com/donate. Remember, she can't do this without you.
And now, it's time for the Nicole Sandler Show segment, Shooting the Shit with Laffy.
It is that time of the week again. Every Tuesday, we get together with our pal, Gotta Laugh, to shoot the shit about the news. And we do this going through her Twitter feed, basically. First, we got to get her on the line. Hello?
Well, yes, you've reached the Under the Bus hotline.
Okay.
Press 1 if you think Trump not only threw Don Jr. under the bus over the Trump Tower meeting, he backed up over him twice.
Yeah.
He's all flat now.
That would be an improvement.
I'm sorry?
That would be an improvement.
It would, yes. Press 2 if you think after Trump's grab him by the pussy remarks, the bus threw Trump under itself.
Okay.
Press 3 if you think Ivanka said, Daddy, I'd never throw you under the bus, even when I said the media isn't the enemy of the people, because your big fat orange ass would never fit, Daddy. Have a nice day.
Yes, you know, it was very nice of Ivanka to answer those questions about the media not being the enemy of the people, because it gave you a lot of time to work on your Ivanka impression.
It did. I got to play clips and I got to practice and everything. Oh my God. And she was so different than, you know, like we talk about it. In my head, she had this high little, hi, Daddy, you know, but not at all. She's way low and way throaty.
You're really throaty. Like almost like she's almost hoarse.
Yes, exactly. And she just kind of a valley girl cadence with a lot of halting.
Always up at the end.
Yes, Daddy, I love you. Daddy, get closer. Closer. Daddy. Daddy, can I call you Daddy? Anyway, she has a very chopped delivery, which unless you're listening hard for that kind of stuff, it just kind of goes by you. But I was like, wait a minute, this is nothing like I thought. So I have a new character. I'm really excited because it doesn't hurt my throat to do her.
Right. I love this. I'm sorry. This was the best, though.
We have a number of our colleagues here on the press. Do you think that we're the enemy of the people?
Sorry?
Do you think the media is the enemy of the people?
No, I do not.
That was it?
That's not a view that's shared in your family.
Are you looking for me to elaborate?
And sure.
No, I don't. I can share my own personal perspective. I've certainly received my fair share of reporting on me personally that I know not be fully accurate. I have some sensitivity around.
Oh, shut up. I'd rather listen to you do her.
Okay. It's no problem, because I don't have a problem doing her. Uh-huh. Daddy, 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 where did you go, Daddy? Oh, you're under there. Okay.
He's in New Jersey.
He's in Jersey. He's, what's his name? Daniel Dale. Tweeted a list of who is out there visiting him at the club.
Uh-huh.
And here's who it is. It's a Fiat Chrysler, Continental Resources, Johnson & Johnson, Pepsi, Reda Apple Group, FedEx, International Paper, MasterCard, Boeing, EY. I don't know what EY is. Mm-hmm. Honeywell, Boston Beer, and something called Lefrak. Lefrak. I don't know what that is, but anyway, those are the people.
That's a builder, I believe. I believe.
Oh,
that's
okay.
A big builder,
is L E F R A K?
Yeah, I think. I think it was the big builder in New York. I could be wrong.
All right. Who the heck knows? Anyway, but that's what he's doing on his emoluments vacation.
Yep.
Oh, boy. I have a ton of tweets from today that I didn't expect I'd be getting. I have a whole potpourri of things today. It's not necessarily on one topic, but maybe we should pick it up early because I have a lot.
Okay. What? Yes.
Want to?
EY is Ernst & Young, an accounting firm, David.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I know who Ernst & Young is. I didn't realize that's EY.
Yep,
thank you.
I didn't either. Okay. You learn something new every day here on The Nicole Sandler Show.
Indeed.
All right, let's get to the tweets then. Let's do it. Let the birds
Welcome
out.
Welcome to my tweet spot.
Okay.
Okay. Well, yesterday, a couple of these are from yesterday, but they apply still today.
Okay.
Yesterday, Donnie, he actually deleted a tweet that I had responded to the day before and then tweeted it again as if it were new. I don't know why he couldn't have just left it up, changed a word, and
because
reissued
you can't,
as a new tweet.
Right. Well, yeah.
Because then, you know, if he deletes it, all the other tweets are like, well, what is that? What was that tweet? Everybody
right.
who tweeted over it and quote tweeted it?
You can't edit tweets. There's no edit function to fix like a misspelled word or something, which he does all the time.
Oh, no, right. But this was just a copy and paste. It wasn't edited.
Oh.
So like he put it up the day before and then liked it so much that he deleted it and put it up again.
Okay.
Same tweet. Anyway, right. It's California wildfires are being magnified and made so much worse by the bad environmental laws, which aren't allowing massive amounts of readily available water to be properly utilized. It is being diverted into the Pacific Ocean. I can't even stand this tweet. Must also tree clear to stop fire from spreading. All right. So I answered. I did a quote tweet over it, which I had to redo because he redid.
Uh-huh.
But I said, wrong. I live in California. I have my whole life. One is here, and I linked to an LA Times piece. Tree clearing can do the opposite. If you clear the trees, the brush burns, and there's all kinds of problems that can be created by tree clearing. And it's also really just for the logging industry.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, extra water likely doesn't make much of a difference. Quote, it's unlikely that the state will simply run out of water to use. That was from a science, livescience.com article about California using water. I have more on this. And then, plus, there's a drought. Okay, so he's an idiot. He's a total goddamn idiot. Then, along these same lines, Haley Branson Potts, who is an LA Times Metro reporter, said several people have died in California wildfires, mm-hmm. more than 1,000 homes lost,
mm-hmm.
thousands of evacuees still displaced. Quote, the combination of the state's punishing five-year drought followed by record Northern California rains in 2017 left plenty of fuel. And she links to another LA Times article in a quote tweet over that same stupid-ass tweet of his. Then Brianna Sachs of BuzzFeed said, Cal Fire says it has, quote, no idea what Trump's talking about in regards to, quote, bad environmental laws making California's fires worse. We have plenty of water for the firefight, they say. The Mendocino complex mm-hmm. is next to Clear Lake, and the Carr
yep.
Fire has the Whiskeytown Lake and Lake Shasta. Idiot.
Yeah, there's no problem with water to fight the fires. There's plenty of water to fight the fires. There may not be plenty of drinking water, but there's plenty
right.
of water to fight the fires. He's an idiot. He knows not what of he speaks.
Zero. And water isn't the only way they fight the fires. And if he's talking about clearance around fire areas to prevent fires, that's different than clearing trees.
Mm-hmm.
Chopping down trees doesn't help. It makes
nope.
it worse.
Yep. He's just an idiot.
He's an idiot. Okay. Off that topic now, because I hate that topic with a passion because he's an idiot. but other than that,
he's an idiot.
Okay. So this is off topic. This is in response to this tweet from Robert McGuire, who's a national security lawyer. He says, this seems important. And then it's a New York Times excerpt. And Mr. Gates testified that Kalimnik, a Russian citizen who prosecutors claim is tied to Russian intelligence, had signatory authority over some of Mr. Manafort's hidden accounts in Cyprus.
Oh.
So Bradley Moss, a lawyer, national security lawyer, says, so you're saying someone with links to Russian intelligence had signatory authority over the Trump campaign chairman's bank accounts? I'm sorry, how is that not a larger story right now? Was that previously known, he asks?
Good question.
And of course, Manafort worked for nothing.
Yeah.
For Trump.
Wonder why.
Yeah. So that's pretty amazing. It's just one of those things that kind of went under the radar and nobody was really talking about.
Mm-hmm.
All this stuff is amazing. Okay, Daniel Dale, you know who I love. He's with the Toronto Star. He said, this is a whole different topic now. He's talking about at Trump's Ohio rally. And he said, before Trump's Ohio rally, he tweeted to tell people to vote for Steve Stivers. Stivers isn't running. Trump deleted, posted a vote Troy Balderson tweet. Then at the rally, he pretended his own error was a media error for which he was owed an apology. The crowd chanted, CNN sucks.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I can't even. And then he gives us the big quote from Trump. I'll tell you what. We're going to have a tremendous victory to Troy Balderson, and he's the one I wanted to win. They had this false report that I was supporting someone else, and they were right. It was fake news. You're right. And I was supporting someone else, Steve Stivers, but he's in a totally different district. Did they apologize? Points at media. Did you apologize for that mistake? The crowd boos and chants,
oh,
CNN sucks. No, I heard today. So no, I did. I heard that, you know, that Troy was like my second choice. I said, he's my first choice. He's always been the one I wanted to win. Anyway, he goes on and on about, you know, about the guy he supposedly supports. But what a fucking liar.
Unbelievable. Everything about the man, my head just automatically just shakes. It's like, no.
Right.
How did we get here?
He lies about, he just says stuff, which we all knew, but now it's just more egregious. He'll say anything and just lie without that attempt to correct it at all.
Yeah.
And then we all have to, you know, scurry around saying, no, that wasn't what happened, jerk.
Like the piece I played at the top from Seth Meyers, where at the rally, one of the rallies he did this weekend, he said, we won the women. We won the women. No, you didn't.
No.
He won white women, but he didn't win the women. But
no, right.
Yeah, he conveniently left out the white part.
The women.
Yeah. And now he's really faltering with the women, with the white college-educated women who are apparently dropping him like flies.
Because they're educated.
Yep.
Because, you know, he likes stupid people. What did he say? I love the uneducated.
Here's exactly what he said.
I love the poorly educated.
Yes, he does.
Yeah. Well, he's poorly educated. So a headline is Fox News. This is from The Hill. Fox News correspondent resigns after 9 years with the network.
Mm-hmm.
He's announced he's resigning after 9 years. And then the quote that I pulled was Powell was uncomfortable with the direction of the Fox News org in recent months. Fewer news shows, more opinion shows, less resources for reporters to report. Lots of reporters are very unhappy with directions of FNC right now.
Yeah, because they're told they have to back up those nighttime crazy ass, you know, right-wing nut job people they have on at night at Fox. I've been playing these Shepard Smith clips because it seems like almost every day Shepard Smith is, you know, telling the truth. And it's quite refreshing. I don't know how he still has a job.
I don't either. Maybe
he must
so
have
they can
pictures.
Actually... I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
He must have pictures.
Yeah, he must. Or they're keeping him around so they can say, see, we present the opposing view.
Yep. I don't know.
You know, he's still on our side, but he's the opposing view. Anyway, yeah, so Cluster Fox, as I like to say.
Mm-hmm.
I was on the Randy Rhoads show, I think it was. I can't remember. It was a guest host. It wasn't you, was
when,
it? No.
When?
This was years ago. And I said, Cluster Fox.
No, you were on with me, yes. And
I was
they dumped
with you.
You.
And
Sean dumped you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got dumped because they heard Cluster Fox.
Yep.
And before they let me, before they realized what I said, they cut me off and then they profusely apologized.
Yep.
It was hilarious.
Yep.
That's funny. Oh, well. Anywho, okay, here's one. This is Wilbur Ross is accused of stealing $120 million from people he worked with. And the quote is that I pulled was over several months and speaking with 21 people who know Ross, Forbes uncovered a pattern. Many of those who worked directly with him claim that Ross wrongly siphoned or outright stole a few million here and a few million there.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I mean, how many? Why don't he just fire everybody and start new with new criminals?
Yeah. Well, I think he's running out of them.
Nobody wants to work for him anymore.
Nope.
I mean, what is the name? Do you know the name of Rick Wilson's book?
No, but I'm hearing
Everything
a lot
Trump Touches Dies or
something like that. Right.
That's exactly it. I mean, everything he touches dies. Because it dies because he hires the wrong people.
The best people. Got them hiring the best people.
And he, you know, extreme vetting and all that. And then when everybody discovers that they're crooks, of course they die. It's not that he touches them. It's just that he embraces them and they embrace him. And they make some more money and then they all go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
I hope they all go to jail. Wilbur Ross. Should go to jail.
He sounds like Droopy.
He's like the Walking Dead. He's
Wilbur Ross. Droopy the dog says Wilbur Ross.
I've got one for you.
Okay.
This is from who is this person? An independent, just a tweeter named Jonathan Weber Kuhn.
Okay.
Who tweeted a screen grab. And I don't know where the screen grab is from, but it's clearly a screen grab. I mean, it's not. And it says $50 for 3 hours work. Easy money. $10 bonus available in Phoenix. Attendees needed for a pro-Trump rally this Tuesday, 8/22. Arrive 6 p.m. Stay until 9 p.m. $10 bonus if you bring an appropriate sign. We give you a receipt at 6. Turn in at 9 p.m. or earlier if rally ends before 9 for cash. Now, I don't know when this was from, but I remember that I put up some stuff like this too.
Yeah. And I've been hearing about it that there are Craigslist ads around where there are Trump rallies.
And what does he always say? Look at this crowd. People are being turned away. Why don't they show the camera shots of the crowd? Well, you've paid for them. I guess they should give them a little look-see. But yeah, I mean, he does not have a base. His base is probably three people, and he pays the rest.
It's shrinking, that's for sure. There are some crazies out there. I'll give that to him. But the last one that he did in Ohio, they had to move it from wherever it was first scheduled to be to a high school gymnasium because they couldn't because they didn't have enough people.
And then they couldn't fill that up.
Yeah.
It was hilarious. I remember somebody sent out a shot of empty chairs or empty seats. He's what a loser. What a total loser. And the reason he did win, the more I'm reading, the more they're zeroing in on the fact that it was about immigration, which means it was about racism.
Yeah. Well, it takes
that's
one to
the,
know
when
one.
They ask people, what was your primary reason for voting for him? Immigration. It wasn't about, economics. Oh, my God, the economy. We need, I'm a poor, pitiful person who is suffering because of the economy that everybody talked about for the first 6 months or year of his presidency. It was immigration. We got to get rid of these people.
Yep. Yeah. They're all haters.
Such a horrible, pooey people. Okay. So I don't know if you covered this when you called me on Skype. Uh-huh. It was a weird clickover because usually I'm listening and you get me and I only miss a little bit of your what's news.
Yeah.
This one jumped I missed a bunch of it. So I'm not sure what you covered, but this is from Architects newspaper.
Okay.
The EPA is allowing asbestos, a substance banned in most countries since the 70s, back into the manufacturing process for some building materials.
Yes. Trump likes asbestos.
Yes, he does. He said as much. And so they're going to kill people. Oh, pro-life and all. Pro-life. Asbestos, guys.
Yep.
Somebody tweeted out, I wonder if I can find that it was the senior, here it is, rogue senior advisor. And he says, I take it all the Trump voting factory workers won't mind working with this at all.
Right. No, here, I'm going to play you something. This is from from last month, if I can pull this over here. All right. It's Chris Hayes talking about Donald Trump and asbestos. Just listen to this.
Pick any issue, and the chances are Donald Trump will be very weirdly on the wrong side of it. Asbestos is a perfect example. Yes, that toxic stuff we used to use in buildings, which causes diseases that kill about 15,000 Americans every year. As we've told you before on the show, not only did he say in his book that asbestos was, quote, 100% safe when it's applied, and that the movement to remove asbestos was a conspiracy led by the mob, the man testified in support of the carcinogen before Congress in 2005.
In New York City, we have a lot of asbestos buildings, and there's a whole debate about asbestos. I mean, a lot of people could say that if the World Trade Center had asbestos, it wouldn't have burned down, it wouldn't have melted, okay? Oh. A lot of people think asbestos, a lot of people in my industry think asbestos is the greatest fireproofing material ever made. And I can tell you that I've seen tests of asbestos versus the new material that's being used, and it's not even a it's like a heavyweight champion against a lightweight from high school.
Unbelievable.
But in your great wisdom, you folks have said asbestos is a horrible material, so it has to be removed.
That's our president. That's the guy that we elected, the man, the president of the United States. And that is why there is now asbestos for sale in Russia with Donald Trump's face on it.
Yes.
No, seriously. So Donald Trump.
Yeah, so there's a brand of asbestos that is branded with Donald Trump's face. But now they're going to start allowing it here again. He already had that overturned somehow?
I have no idea. But I did see that segment, and he showed a shot of a bunch of asbestos uh-huh. with a big plastic wrapper on it,
yep.
and on the plastic wrapper was Trump's face.
That's right.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Yeah.
So, Stephen Miller. Stephanie Leutert, I don't know how you say her name. She is director of Mexico Security Initiative at the Strauss Center.
Okay.
And she said, according to NBC, the Trump administration is preparing a proposal to make it more difficult for legal immigrants to become U.S. citizens or obtain green cards if they or a family member used Obamacare, children's health insurance, food stamps, or other government benefits.
Wow. It's
amazing. That was a Stephen Miller idea.
Yes. Yes. All these immigration restrictions allegedly come from Stephen Miller because he's the bigot who's on that kick.
God, I mean, just what we were saying, that his voters, his strongest supporters are racist.
Yes.
And this is why they keep bringing these things up and catering to them, because it's what he promised the very first time he walked down rode down the elevator and talked about Mexicans.
Yep.
And I mean, unbelievable.
It's sad, to use one of his words. Sad.
Sad. Yeah.
Really sad.
And then, yeah, Stephen Miller confirms what anyone, this is from Steve Redmond, who is somebody with 92,000 followers, and I can't understand where he's from based on his bio, a satirist. He says, Stephen Miller confirms what anyone with two brain cells to rub together already knew. Trump's war isn't on undocumented immigrants. It's on immigrants in general. Truth be told, it's on anyone who isn't white. And I said, yes, that's been clear since Trump's discrimination against black renters, his
yep.
birtherism,
yep.
the racist slurs when he announced, the rapist remark. We could just go on and on and on, and this just confirms it.
It's true. That is true.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
John Scalzi, whose bio is I enjoy pie.
Okay. Good to know.
He's commenting on a Daily Beast report that 43% of Republicans want to give Trump the power to shut down media, according to a new poll.
I saw that.
And Scalzi says, or Scalzi, I have no idea, says Republicans are 24% of the U.S. electorate, according to Gallup. So, yes, it's not entirely surprising that 10% of the overall U.S. electorate is perfectly fine with fascist autocracy.
Yep.
It's up to the other 90% to stomp on that shit.
Yep. Yep. It's frightening. I on Friday, I played back that production piece I did on the 14 characteristics of fascism, and I put it as standalone video out on YouTube. Every time I hear it, it sends chills down my spine, because this is Trump. This is his world. He wants this to be a fascist state. And he's moving us further in that direction every day.
And hate groups like Nazis and, and all the other white nationalists and white supremacist hate groups are flourishing right now. Outwardly, and the Southern Poverty Law Center keeps track of this stuff, and you know they keep publishing new articles or new stats about this, and it's terrifying.
That is true.
Oh my God. Okay, so David Korn put out a tweet. By the way, Alex Jones was a special guest at the Republican convention in Cleveland in 2016. He had a VIP pass.
Wow.
That's all we needed to know.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
The Republican Party.
I feel so sorry for Alex Jones. No, I don't.
No.
No, so
no, you don't.
Down off of YouTube, down off of Facebook. But apparently he's still on Twitter, and Twitter is all calling on people on Twitter are calling on Twitter to get him off of there as well.
Yeah, they said he has not yet violated terms of service.
Ah, okay.
You know... Yes, he has. Okay, so Trump tweeted today. God, he's
what
such
now?
An idiot. Today on the, today on the 236th anniversary of the Purple Heart, we honor the members of our armed forces for serving at the as the vanguard of American democracy and freedom around the world. Purple Heart Day, blah, blah, blah. And remember when he said he was jealous, he wished he had a Purple Heart?
Yes.
Idiot. So Bill Kristol quote tweets over it, Donald Trump pays tribute to Robert Mueller.
I don't get it.
Because
he won a Purple Heart. Yes, he did. So today's Robert Mueller's 74th birthday, by the way.
Happy birthday! I hope he gives us a present.
Yeah, me too.
That'd be swell.
Mm-hmm.
I would like that.
We're waiting.
All right. So those were today's. Here's from yesterday.
Okay.
Everything still applies, I'm sure. The Hill. A North Carolina newspaper decided to cut its Sunday color comic section, citing the rising cost of newsprint due to Trump's tariffs.
Amazing.
That's sad.
It is sad. It is sad. Everything about Trump is sad.
Yeah. It's pathetic, too. Daniel Goldman, who is the MSNBC legal analyst, said, or a MSNBC, he said, amidst all the focus on the June 9th Trump Tower meeting, don't lose sight of the change in Russia platform at the RNC, the National Convention. I have a feeling that will ultimately be more important than the Trump Tower meeting. And, you know, I think that's the overall, you know, if you look at, if you broaden out, yes, that seems to be why they keep wanting Trump to meet with them. And he wants, because he's, they're dying to get the Magnitsky Act that's been their driving force. They've been gnawing and gnawing and gnawing at Trump to do this. And Trump is perfectly willing to do it, but the Congress is not happy with that.
Yep.
Surprisingly.
I guess. It's...
Because, you know, the Republicans seem to stand by Trump with everything, but apparently they're standing up to him on this so far.
They are?
I think so.
We'll see.
We'll find out. Anyway, I hope so.
Yeah.
I mean, sanctions mean the Magnitsky Act, and they're standing up to him with sanctions. So.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, Water Tiger, one of our old pals, one of my old blogging colleagues, I guess you'd call her. She's fantastic. She said, first they came for InfoWars. And I said, what the fuck took you guys so long?
Good one.
Oliver Darcy from CNN,
he
said, important to note that tech platforms did not enforce their own rules and take action against Alex Jones, InfoWars, on their own accord. It took media outlets to point out for weeks that InfoWars was skirting the rules on these tech platforms for them to enforce their own standards.
Okay.
So we have to keep doing that with Twitter, too.
Yep.
We
I
have
guess
to
so.
Keep on their case.
Well, the thing is, you know, I don't follow Alex Jones or any of the InfoWars people, so I don't know what they do. Just like I never watched them on YouTube or checked out their Facebook pages. So, you know, I wouldn't know. But anytime he opens his mouth, it's offensive.
Right. Well, I get them as trolls. I get his followers as trolls.
Mm-hmm.
So I get a little taste of it. And they're absolutely bonkers.
Yes, they are.
Bonkaroonies. Okay, so Rick Wilson, as we were saying earlier, he has a new book out. Make careful notes of the Trump cheerleaders who were trying to back away from the QAnon craziness. Many of them were all in on Pizzagate. Seth Rich et al.
You know, I was reading something about this QAnon thing, which I prefer to just stay as far away from that kind of shit as I can. But BuzzFeed reported that it was like a leftist prank on them, like, because it's so crazy that some, you know, person is just trolling them all and has started this, because it's about a sex ring in the Capitol.
Oh, it's insane.
And it's insane, and these people are buying it,
saying Tom Hanks is a pedophile who has a sex
Steven
ring.
Steven Spielberg is involved in it too. Yes.
Yeah. Just insane. Ugh. Yeah. I don't talk about them online at all, unless unless something like this comes up where it's making a point that Trump cheerleaders who were backing off them are the same people that supported all the other craziness.
Yep.
So, Political Wire, Governor John Kasich said Trump wasn't invited to the campaign ahead of Ohio's special election. He just showed up. Uh-huh. Kasich, who once represented the district, thinks Trump will hurt Balderson, the GOP candidate. Let's hope so.
Yes. I can't wait. I mean, this would be such sweet. If Danny O'Connor wins tonight, it would just. And the thing is, they have to run again in 3 months. But okay, it would just be the perfect note to go into the last quarter before the election.
It would be. It would be great momentum. He's 1 point ahead at this point. You know, within the margin of error, it was. I think the margin of error was 2.5. So he's close.
Yep.
If not ahead, he's close.
The thing is, this is like a 35-point seat. This has been in Republican hands for 100 years.
Forever.
This district should not even be close, let alone, in a dead heat.
Daddy, maybe you should stay away from Balderson. I think maybe you should do that, Daddy. Daddy? Daddy's asleep on the toilet.
Dem Awakening, a coalition of 300 organizations that are working to restore the Voting Rights Act, among other things, they tweeted, because the Supreme Court gutted the Voting Rights Act, 17 states with 189 electoral votes had new voting restrictions in 2016.
Yeah, this is bad.
Really bad. Really bad. I really hope that those organizations that are getting people registered and, you know, somehow pushing through all of the voting restrictions are successful, because and are doing their work, because this is like, the obstruction is awful. Voter suppression is successful. Voter ID laws are successful. And, you know, everybody may, you know, the on the right, they say, what's wrong with voter ID? Well, nothing is wrong with it if you give it out free and make it accessible, and that you don't have to drive 50 miles
to get it. If you don't have restrictions on what kind of ID, if all you're looking for is something to say, yes, I am this person, and anything, you know, like, you could bring a power bill and a phone bill or something to prove that's you. But they are having restrictions where, you know, in college IDs are no good. Because college kids are more likely to vote Democratic. But your gun license in Texas, that's just fine. It's the voter ID restrictions that are bad.
Exactly. And as Proudskill says, he says voter ID laws discourage the poor, minorities, and students from voting, but also the elderly.
Yep.
They can't drive over to a DMV, or they can't afford to pay the money it takes to get a new ID. And it does take money to dig up your driver's license,
your birth certificate. Yep.
Or whatever identification that they require. It takes money. It takes effort. It takes physical ability to get.
Yep.
So it's a whole lot of people that are unable to. It's like abortion restrictions, where you have to drive 400 miles to the nearest clinic.
Yep.
It's the same kind of thing.
That's right.
New York Times Politics tweeted, for mainstream Republicans, a profound political dilemma of the Trump era is whether to support the growing number of candidates who make racially divisive marks and back causes that are championed by white nationalists. And I said, that this is a dilemma for Republicans is a dilemma.
Right.
That's the dilemma. Well, gosh, we're stuck with, you guys created this.
that that's a dilemma is frightening.
Yeah. That's the, gee, do we, what do we do here? Should we support a Nazi candidate or vote for a Democrat? Oh, no, the Democrat. Let's vote for the Nazi just this once.
Right.
Oh, my God. Andrew Kaczynski from CNN, K-File.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He said, we did a story on old columns Mike Pence wrote on the Clinton impeachment, where he argued presidents need to be of the highest moral standards or be removed from office.
Yes, he did.
Welp.
Yeah. And he was talking about Clinton, you know, and he had an affair and you know, we need people only of the highest moral standards. Well, you know, you fucking hypocrite.
Right. Absolutely. Oh, well, that's what he is. And he's also complicit and has been in this whole Russia thing.
Yep.
Ever since, you know, day one when he got letters from Democrats saying, hey, guess what? Mike Flynn, Russia, there's a problem. He ignored that.
Well, he ignores everything except, yeah. You know, his paramour, Trump. He looks at him with that weird gaze.
Oh, God, yes. The loving,
hypnotic
the
gaze.
Stepford wife gaze.
Yes.
Ugh.
Yeah.
AJ Plus, it's a news feed Twitter account, says West Hollywood City Council, I love this one, will vote on a resolution to permanently remove Trump's star from the Hollywood Walk of Fame. The resolution cites family separations, Trump's climate change denial, and, quote, his disturbing treatment of women as reasons for removal.
And they did. They voted unanimously to remove it. The problem is the Hollywood City, West Hollywood City Council has nothing to do with the Walk of Fame. It's not in their... It's not in their jurisdiction. They have nothing to do with it. They can make a recommendation, but it's not up to them.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so much for that. I hadn't seen the updates on this, so thanks for telling me that. I'm depressed now.
Yeah.
Julia Davis, an investigative reporter who really does good tweeting, so you guys should follow her. I think it's just at Julia Davis.
Uh-huh.
Russia's state TV, colon, so you know what how I'm reading this, Dr. Ariel Cohen, quote, we don't know whether he, Rand Paul, delivered any secret messages from Trump to the Russian side. That is an unknown to us, unquote. The host asks Konstantin Kosachev, did he or didn't he? Kosachev grinning. It's known to us, but I won't tell. So then CNN's Jim Sciutto replied, remember, Russia is enjoying even the perception of special access to the Trump administration.
Yes. Oh, they're loving it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why, you know. They love all these little, they troll us constantly.
Yep.
They troll Trump. They troll us. It's interesting to watch. It's a little scary to watch it, but it's very interesting to see how they do it. LOL GOP, our buddy said, if Hillary Clinton's campaign manager were about to be convicted of massive financial fraud against the United States, Fox would start a new channel to cover it. And I said, yes, the Cluster Fox channel.
Yes.
The headline was NASCAR chairman Brian France takes leave of absence following arrest on DWI drug possession charges. And Greg Pinello, a Dem strategist, said, chance Trump ever calls this guy low IQ?
Yeah, right.
Zero.
Yeah, because he's not black.
No, you got to be black and successful and popular and a woman, not necessarily a woman, because he said it about... who's he, what's he, but yeah,
LeBron.
You know, no, he would never say, yeah, LeBron, he would never say that about NASCAR guy.
No.
I think it's kind of funny that it's a NASCAR guy and he got a driving under the influence. found that funny.
It's just typical.
I'm sorry. Every time I speak, I cut you out. What did you
no,
say?
No, I said, it's just typical. Just typical.
And my last one, I hope you have some, cause this is my last one. I hate mispronouncing names, and I'm sorry to anyone I do that for, with, against, at. Seung Min Kim of the Washington Post said, probably soon, I'm just guessing, yeah. Lindsey Graham on Christian radio, that he likes SCOTUS nominee Brett Kavanaugh so much, quote, I'd like him to move into my neighborhood.
Oh, my God. Yeah, because he's white.
Ah! That quote! I'd like him, Mr. Rogers, I'd like him to move into my neighborhood because he's white and agrees with everything I say.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
Please, yeah. Somebody give me some Pepto-Bismol just to settle my stomach right now.
Tell me about
it. I ended on that? Why did I end on that one?
Here, I've got one for you. Jason O'Gilbert, just a guy, wrote, ugh, Facebook and Twitter banning InfoWars means the only place I can read insane right-wing conspiracy theories is in official White House press releases.
Isn't that true, though?
It is
I
true.
I mean, yes, he did. Trump said to InfoWars guy, Jones, he said, you'll be happy with me. I'm sure you'll be, when he was running, you're going to be very happy with me. I'm sure you will approve of things I do or say or whatever, something like that. I don't have the quote in front of me. But, you know, he was kissing his ass, yep. Alex Jones. Yep. He was kissing. And so, yes, he is delivering. He is the Alex Jones mouthpiece, only he says it even more stupidly because he has no
because
ability to communicate properly.
Right. Yeah. You know, there's a really serious thread sort of that's going on. And it started with this. Did you hear the call, the C-SPAN caller?
Yeah. No, I read about it
here,
briefly.
Let me,
but
let me
go
play
ahead.
This because this is frightening.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It all started when Trump got elected. Brian Stelter and Don Lemon from CNN called Trump supporters all racist. They don't even know us. They don't even know these Americans out here, and they're calling us racist because we voted for Trump?
Yeah.
Come on, give me a break. They started the war. I see them, I'm going to shoot them. Bye.
Me.
I
yes,
see him,
I did hear
him,
that
bye.
He called authorities on this person, right?
Yeah, well, supposedly C-SPAN alerted the FBI. But that kind of stuff is going on. So Brett Stevens, who is a conservative columnist for The New York Times, he wrote a whole column about this saying Trump's, you know, his insistence on calling the press the enemy of the people and all that, it's going to wind up with someone dead. And he wrote about how he'd gotten death threats. Katie Turr has said she's gotten death threats. So anyway, Brett Stevens was on TV. He put it very bluntly.
Previously, I thought that journalists would be in danger only in places like Pakistan, where my colleague, my late colleague, Danny Pearl, was murdered in Mexico, Venezuela, and so on. It's astonishing that this is now happening with the open public support of the president. Now, we had a shooting in Maryland. Fortunately, it was not politically motivated, but five journalists were murdered. And I think we are marching towards the day when someone who thinks that he is taking directions from the president and acting in the best interests of the American people against those of us presumptive traitors around this table, someone like that is going to do that in a major American newsroom. When that happens, Mr. President, the blood will be on your hands.
Yep. And, you know, there was a shooting, I think it was over the weekend, in Madison, Wisconsin, at their Pacifica station, like their KPFK. That someone went in and shot up the place. I think somebody was killed. This is frightening.
It is frightening, and it will happen. I just feel it will. I don't know. I'm not predicting. I don't do that, but I just feel like it's inevitable because they get so lathered up at those rallies, and then people watch the rallies get lathered up watching the lathered up crowd get lathered up, you know.
It's true.
And the way they exhibit their hostility directly to the press with, you know, flipping in the bird and the signs, fuck the press and all, you know, whatever else death threats via t-shirt and all that. It's terrifying. I don't know how this is allowed to go on. I mean, I do know how, but, you know,
because it's coming from the top, because he incites
yes.
it. And until someone calls him out, I mean, really calls him out, what do they say? The fish rots from the head?
Yes.
It's not the same?
Yes.
Yeah.
And he has a rotten head, so imagine that.
Oh, my God. With that thing on it. It's got a dead thing on it. Of course it's going to rot.
You know, my dog has hair like Rand Paul on top.
Oh,
I put out a picture, a video the other day, or a picture or something, and I said, look, he's got Rand Paul hair. He does.
He's
I'm
much
not
cuter.
Proud of it.
He's much cuter than Rand Paul.
He definitely. In fact, if Rand Paul had my dog's face, it would be acceptable.
Yes.
He's so cute. He's been such a good boy while we were on the air.
Uh-huh. See, he's getting with the program. He gets it.
He is. He does.
Okay. Well, give Hammy a big kiss for me.
Give Jax one for me in the pool.
Will do. Gotta laugh. Find her here every Tuesday. Tomorrow, you know, I've heard from so many people who reached out about Joel with their, you know, sympathy Joel Silberman passing. I still can't believe it. So tomorrow, we're going to play back his last appearance on the program. It was in March. He was actually down here in South Florida. He came on with me, and then later on, I think it was that day, David and I went and met he and his husband Michael for lunch. And I'm so glad we did, because David at least got to meet him. So anyway, I've gotten the response has been really wonderful, and I appreciate all the kind words. So tomorrow we'll have our last visit with Joel.
Oh, good, okay? Good, good. I'm so glad you're doing that.
Me too. See you then.